Rabbi Yisai, we'll try to finish off the sugya today. It's a complicated sugya. Okay, so quickly, in the Mishnah we had a machloikis between Rabbi Meir and the Chachonim. Whether a Ashram Toli that was mistakenly brought and then you found out that you didn't do a Chet, whether it reverses, whether the Kedusha reverses, or we say that it's too late, the Kedusha can't reverse, and the only Eitz is you have to let it pasture to get a Mum, and then Yiplu Dom of Vuna Dov, like any Moser Ashram. That was primarily what we had in the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah made a distinction between Shechita, and that's what we're going to get to today, but we're going to use the Yisoy that we began with last week to finish up the Sugya. But the Mishnah basically gave us three levels. One, if the animal is still alive. Over there is Machlokes of Meir and Rabbon on what to do. But Meir says that it's Chum. If you find out that it had no purpose, it reverts back to Chum. And according to the Chachomim, it stays Kodesh. And the only Eitz is you have to wait for it to get a Mum. As the Chachomim say, Yirachi Yistovi Mocha. That was level one. Then we had the level of Nishchat, where you're already by step two. You already shechted the behemah. Over there, it seems to be that there's a consensus. Habosa Yeitze Lebeis HaSchefer. And the Gemara is going to ask, why, according to a mayor, it's Yetzel Lebeis HaSchefer, but it's Yetzel Lebeis HaSchefer. That's step two. And then you have step three, where it's Nizrak Adam, then already it's history. The korban already did its job. It's a regular kosher korban, and it's irrelevant. Or whether we find out you did a chet, you didn't do a chet, it doesn't matter. The korban worked. Kipreik of a whole chalot stuff. That's a consensus. So in other words, the second part of the Mishnah, everybody agrees. The machlokes is only if you find out Michayev. If you find out while it's still alive, then there's a machlokes. The mayor says Yetzei L'chum, and the Chachamim say that it's not Yetzei L'chum. That was that. No, the question is if you have to burn the flesh. So the Mishnah Paskins, that the meat is actually like any meat of an Ashram, and you eat it. It's a cook. That's the Mishnah. That everybody's mask. The male's mask and the Chachamim mask. You could further ask on that. Why, according to Reb Meir, even on the last case you can ask, why, according to Reb Meir, is Abosu Yechel? According to Reb Meir, now it should be Nizgala Muslim Afeya. And it's not. It seems to be, more or less, this is inclusive in the Gemara's kasha. But we'll see, we'll have a very major struggle to understand what the Teretz is. Okay, that's that. The Gemara then went into what the Machlokes of Meir and the Chachamim is. And the Gemara put the onus on the Chachamim. And that's what we tried to explain last week. The Gemara put the onus on the Chachamim. They have to explain to us why they hold that it doesn't become Mum. That was the Gemara, what the Gemara was working on. And that's what we were working with last week. Why are the Chachamim on the defense? Why isn't Reb Meir on the defense? Chachamim say you have a regular carbon, you will makdish a carbon, it is a carbon. We brought proof from many places that Ashram Toli is not a Suffolk carbon. It's a Vadai carbon. And that's why you do eat the meat normally. And even Reb Meir agrees that you eat the meat ultimately if you already spritz the blood. In this case, even in this case, where you find out that you didn't do the chet, but you find out after you already spritz the blood, even Reb Meir agrees, habasar yechol, which proves that the Ashram Toli is not a sofer carbon, it's a vadai carbon. So what we were working on last week was why did the Chachamim, why are they on the defense? Why are they on the defense? They should be on the defense. What is the Libay Noikvay Gomer Makdish? Chacham, so the only eitz that the Gemara had was the Chachamim all the Libay Noikvay Gemara Makdish. So we had to find a new reason. And then we said it's hard to learn that there's a Machloikas and Metzias, what's the Machloikas, what is Remeirol, what is the Chachamim all, back and forth. Okay, so now we'll go to step two. And then we'll use that Nisoy that we began with to try to Mataret Stol Hemshech of the Sugya. Because the Gemara now, not going to read through all the details in the Gemara. The Gemara goes through the case of Azama, which we began last week. Whether there's a difference between you had a suffix on your own, or you had a suffix that was generated by Aden, and then there was Azama. And then the Gemara goes as follows. Let's go to Amud Beis. Chavdalad Amud Beis. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, and here's where it gets very tricky. Because in the onset of the Gemara, it sounds like Rav Meir doesn't hold of the whole story of Libay Noikvay, that you're nervous and that's why you're going to Ramakdish. The Gemara does not, Rav Meir doesn't hold of that. Rav Meir holds it's a regular like an Asher. Rav Meir holds there's no difference, like an old regular Asher, you're Makdish it. If you don't need it, you don't have in mind to be Makdish it. That's Rav Meir. Which really we said the Chachamim, if not for the fact that we know that a Sofek Asham is Asham, the Chachamim would agree, but that's not the Halacha. The Halacha is a Sofek Asham, even on the tzad that you didn't do the Chet, is a Korban. And that's why we didn't understand why you have to come on to Libay Noitza. Which wasn't our Kasha, we already brought the Sfasemes. In Soita, that's this Kasha. So what do you need Libay Noitza for Gemara Maktish? You need it for. But now, all of a sudden, I'm going to prove to you from the Gemara that Rav Meir also holds Libay Noikvay Gemara Makdash. I'm proving to you. Because the Gemara now asks as follows. Right in the middle, in Mishanishchat Noida, the Gemara now goes to case two, right? In Mishanishchat Noida, by the two dots, if you find out after you shechted it, then you have to burn the meat. The Gemara is bothered. Why? Why do you have to burn the meat? K'toni abos the yetzel beis asreifo. And the Gemara now is assuming that according to Rav Meir, it's vayter chulin. Just like Rav Meir said in the Reisha, if you found out you didn't do a chet before shechita, it's chulin. So what's the difference if you find out before shechita or after shechita? And therefore, the only validity that the Gemara could give to the Din Sreifa is al schulin shenishchetu ba'azor. Right? In other words, the Gemara basically wants to learn that Einach Hanami, according to Rav Meir, it always goes becomes chum. It always becomes chum. Why in the Sefer does Rav Meir say you gotta burn it? Because it's like you took chum beis hamikdash and you shechted it, you have to burn it. Says the Gemara, Alma chulin shenishchetu ba'azor b'sreifa. Check the Gemara, it's not like that. For a minute. Oshin vada yenikin. Imatzoloi nishchat yetzei v'yire be'edel. Lishin nishchat ha'reze yikove. You don't have to burn it. So the Gemara is bothered. So why do you have to burn this? So first the Gemara says, maybe Eilech Hanami. Omer Abelezer el tovo mishe shonazu le shonazu. Omer Rabbe. Oshin vada yal oshin tolu yikoromis. You're asking a question from Oshem Vada and Oshem Sofek. Oshem Tolu, we already said, Libay Noikvay. Over there, you marked the shit even on the tzad that you didn't do the chet. And that's why it doesn't become chul. That's the Gemara's point. Oshem Vada, Yal Oshem Tolu, Kolomis. Oshem Vada, Kivin Loit Sorich Le, Loit Maktish Le. Oshem Vada, is Taka becomes chul. And that's taka why you don't have to burn it. Because all it is chulin. Oshem toloi, mitoich sheliboi noikfoi goi meromakdish. And therefore the Gemara says, the Gemara has a different question. Eim ha-seif, ha-bosa yetzir vaday tovo misha senazul, ha-shenazul. That's a different question. But, amar vashi misha nemichzi kizemach pos. Okay. Al-koponim, the Gemara says, clearly that there's an Indian here of Libay Nekfa. Right? Now, what was the Gemara thinking? We already had a whole omelet of that. Libay Nekfa. Why did the Gemara ask Chulin Bazar? It's not Chulin Bazar. Why would he have to Shechita be worse than before Shechita? We already said, before Shechita it's not Chulin. Right? Because Goyim no Makdish. So why is the Gemara now assuming that after Shechita it's Chulin? So Tosis rightfully points out that the Gemara is asking only on Reb Meir. On Chachamim the Gemara has no kasha. The Chachamim hold it never reverts back to Chulin. The Chachamim hold that even if you find out before Shechita, it doesn't go back to become Chulin. Surely if you find out after Shechita. So the Gemara's whole kasha can only be according to Reb Meir. The Gemara is bothered by the fact that in the end of the Mishnah, L'chayr, we're talking Reb Meir. Right? That's the Chiddush. And Reb Meir doesn't hold it's Kodesh, it's Chul. And look at Tosfos, he says it clearly. Pirush read the top Tosfos. Amo Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'azor Olam V'Raisin. Pirush read. The Le'abonon Lo'y Porich. Sha'arei Osom Toloi Avkinoi Deloi Koidem Shchito Enei Chulin. Elo Koidesh. Le'domo. V'mkein Lacha Shchito Pshita De B'Sreifahav. The Gemara has no place to ask a question. The Gemara's whole question is on Reb Meir that he holds in the Reisha. That if you find that you didn't do the Chet, it becomes Chum. So what's the Chiluk if you find that you didn't do a Chet before Shechita, or you find that you didn't do a Chet after Shechita? The only difference the Gemara could possibly give is Chulin Bazara. That's Tosfos. Obvious problem is, so then what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara says, what do you mean? Don't be foolish. Oshem vaday, oshem toli koromis. Oshem toli mitoch sheli b'noi kvoi goyim aromatish. That was the Rabbonin svar. We're getting confused now. That was the Rabbonin svar. Remei was choylik with li b'noi kvoi. Remei didn't hold of the svar of li b'noi kvoi goyim aromatish. Yeah, but not in any other case. So Tosfos at the end wants to say a very big doichik. See, by the Matrish there, Hashem is la'achrayis there, we make sense. Because there, at the time of the original Afrosha, you show that it was Libay Noikfa. Right? But here it's the same Hashem that there's no Libay Noikfa. Tosfos comes, look at the end of Tosfos. Tosfos says, the half of God the Rameh less lately by Nikfoy, the last three lines of Tosfos. The Gomar Gdishoi, Haim Dafka Kedem Shchita. Avalacha Shchita Gomar Belibay Magdishoi. Kach Beslev. Where's this coming from? When are you having this Machshava? When you Makdish it? When you Makdish it, you have in mind that after Shchita you're going to be Libay Nikfoy? Is that what you're thinking? When you makdish the behemah originally, you have in mind that when you shecht that you're going to be libay noikfa. What does Tosfos mean, b'chol? So that's a major problem here in the sugya, which opens the door clearly to, you know, minimize the gap between Reb Meir and the Rabbonim. They seem to be a shtickle in one page. To know where exactly precise, that's what I'm going to try to explain to you today, why I think the window of the machlokes is. Now we go on to the end of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, Mizrak Adam Habosu Yoicha. Right? Mizrak Adam Habosu Yoicha. Says the Gemara, Bama? Why are you eating the meat? Now you know that there was no chet. So what are you eating the meat for? At the point that when the blood was spritzed, you didn't have a kapora, you didn't have a yediya yet. So therefore, it's like almost the korban did its job. The korban came to finality, and that's why we eat the meat. So now the Gemara goes on to explain. Why does Rabbi Yossi extend this even to before Zrika? Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu adam b'kois. Not only do we say this concept after Zrika, even before Zrika, once the blood is in the kois, so the Gemara says like this: Rabbi Yossi amay zorek ho'avale yediya b'shas lichem. Why would you spritz the blood then? And the Gemara concludes that Yitaka don't spritz the blood. What are you spritzing the blood? You're spritzing the blood for the chet of chelev, right? You know you didn't eat chelev. What are you spritzing blood for? Rabbi Yossi says, even if it's just in the cup, that's enough. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Avala yediyah. So why would he spritz? Amayi zorek, avala yediyah b'shas lichem. Because the Gemara, the Havamin assumed that when Rabbi Yossi said afilu adam b'kois, it's enough, he meant afilu adam b'kois. What he really meant was, because that's his lashon, yizorek, sounds like you should spritz it. The Gemara says, no, you don't have to spritz it. Says the Gemara, sovelei k'rav Shimon, the oma akoloi made lizroik kezorogni. It's as though it was spritzed. Hey, madam, I've shimmy the middle zrike. I'm a high in the middle zrike. My answer is because Sofa Biotic, the Shosu Mikdashim, has a pool. We couldn't find. Even though now we find out that the blood wasn't supposed to be, but at the time when the blood went into the Klisharas, it was supposed to be spritzed. Now we treat it as though it was already spritzed. The Gemara applies the ruling of Rav Shimon in all of Shas. Koloi middle zrike is all of them. That's the Gemara. Okay, so this is really very shver, this Gemara. This last piece of Gemara is also very shver. But it's also going to be answered the way we're learning. It's very shver. The reason why it's very shver is the rule of Kolayim and Lizard does not work in a practical way. Does Rav Shimon hold that if you bring a comb, right, And the blood spills, does Rav Shimon hold you don't have to bring another coat? Of course you have to bring another coat. Kolayim and Lizur Kizorek Dami is never utilized in a practical way. Kolayim it is a Kolayim and Lizurek Kizorek Dami loses a chashivas. Right? Kolayim and Lizurek Kizorek Dami doesn't give you an actual Mises Rikin. Not this week. So normally, let's go in a normal case of kolaimid, all it really does is it tells you that if something after it's going to happen loses a certain identity, once it's oimid for that to happen, it's already lost that identity. That's where it's very plausible and understandable, right? You need a sheer lulav, yeah? So if the lulav is oimed lisroif, it loses its chashivas. It's like it's already burnt. Doesn't have a chashivas of a whole thing. That's typical. We do find it in kutchim. In kutchim. Kol oimed lisroik kizorek dami. In very isolated cases, never by kapora. It's never that it's already like you have a kapora. No place will you find anywhere in kutchim. I mean, that would mean that Rav Shimon would argue with everything we learn in Kutchim. Zrika. You don't need Zrika. If there's a psul Zrika, you don't need Zrika. The whole Zrika is over. The only time that Rav Shimon says Kolayim et Lizrik in a practical way in Kutchim is by Tse'atzes. When you bring the Shtei Alechem, there's a Korban Mincha, Shtei Alechem. So when you bring the Shtei Alechem, so the Shtei Alechem don't get the Kedusha. They don't get the Heter, they don't get the complete Kedusha till the Atzeres is taken care of, the Kifsei Atzeres. So the Kifsei Atzeres are like Mater. They allow the bread to become Kodesh, right? To finalize the Kedusha of the bread. So there, Rav Shimon says, we hold Yizrek all of us Adam. And Rav Shimon says, since there's a din of Koloim and Lizroik, so the bread gets its Kedusha ready once the blood is in the cross. There it's very, it also right to make sense. Because there, it's not the kapara of the Zrika. The bread is riding on its own train. The bread just has to be post after the Atzeres is, keeps the Atzeres taken care of. So once it's in the kos, it's like it's taken care of already, Klapi the bread. But Klapi the korban, it's not taken care of. If the blood spilled out, you'd have to bring another korban. Even the Kifsei Atzeres, you'd have to bring another korban. So the whole thing is Marafi Sigur. What? No. Now, if you look in the Tikkun Ezra, I have a Tikkun Ezra, he talked ass on our Gemara. He says, I don't know how Oymed Lizra comes into the Gemara. How it helps you. He says as follows. The Tikkun Ezra says, V'ani mispole. He says, I'm mispoil on this Gemara. V'ani yedei ala farish. Haloy lo yal al adas. He says it can't even be enter the mind, right? Shekshenos to Torah mitzvah zrika bekabonis. That when the Torah gave mitzvah zrika, shesagi bekach shahadam oimid lizrik for chaloimid lizrik kizorik tomi. The bevadai beinon sheyiskayim zrika bepoil. You gotta do zrika. Kepshutei shel mikra. And again, he says, if you wonder what Oymed Lizrik has to do with, it has to do with things that are on the abstract. The Emurim, the Lechem, when you're looking at other things that require post-Zrika, okay? So not intrinsically, the things around it, in the background, the things in the background that require post-Zrika, so there we say, well, once the blood is in the cup, according to Rav Shimon, so the other things don't have to worry anymore, they don't have to wait. But mitzad atzmoi, mitzad the zrika itself, of course the zrika didn't happen. He says, Rav Shimon, call me the zrika, avada is boy zrika bepeil. Then came, mama oid neflei svorazul, Rav Shimon, call him the zrika. Soif kol soif, loy hoya zrika bekapoyel. The korban ze loy hukrav. The echef shel loy mal, she isu roin a toli bigdushosa. What's going on here? The ki eich kipro sveika vahochel. Anyway, this is his problem. Now the truth is, I'll prove it to you beyond this. In Meseches Pesachim, in the eighth parak in Pesachim, the Mishnah there talks about how, till when, you could appoint on a Korban Pesach. So we pass him like the Tanakhama, that you can appoint on a Korban Pesach until Shechita. After Shechita, it's too late. You can't be part of the Korban Pesach. Rav Shimon argues. Rav Shimon, there in the Mishnah says, Achi Yizorei Kadam. That's Rav Shimon. In Pesachim, Perek Ches, right in the beginning, Mishnah Gimel. Rav Shimon is the one who holds Kol Oymed Lizrik is over them. Rav Kiva Eger himself on the spot, he goes, 1 second, isn't Rav Shimon the one who holds Kol Oymed Lizrik? Isn't he that one that holds Kol Oymed Lizrik? So how does he say? So if you look in the Tosfos, Rav Kiva Eger over there on the spot, he asks this for Kash. So what's going on? And again, I think the way to answer Rav Kiva Eger's kasha
is to say that, yeah, kol oimid lizloik. But since the kapora bepoil, mitzad de gavra, doesn't happen until zrike bepoil, so if Shimon holds, you don't get lemaisa, you can still appoint yourself on the Korban Pesach, because the zrike didn't happen yet. So this is Rav Shimon himself speaking. Lemaisa, the zrike didn't happen yet. That's sufficient. That's l'chayah what we see. Okay. So now we'll try to get to tie this thing together. So it's really based on the yisoy that we began to discuss last week, but just to get it more clear how it fits with the rest of the sugya. Okay. So last week we were aiming on the fact that we primarily dealt with Estias HaRambam and Tosfos. I'm not going to go through that and spend our time on that right now. But primarily we were being aiming on why does our Mishnah start with the words Hamevi? Why does our Mishnah start with the words Hamevi? Hamevi Hashem Toli. Should say, Ha'amakdish Ha'mafrish Hashem Toli. And because of that and many other kashas, but to me that kasha alone is enough. That kasha alone is enough. Because of that we want to say a chiddush. And I agree that's a chiddush. The chiddush I wanted to say is like this. Really, the Chachamim also agree that Be'etzem and Oshem Toli is not Bo Benedova. So it's not like a regular call. They also agreed to Rav Meir that Be'etzem, you don't really have an option to say that you have a Oshem that's coming as an Adov. Can't be. I don't care what you are, Gomor Makdish, not Gomor Makdish. There's no such thing. By definition, you can't have an Oshem that's Bob and Adov. And therefore, the Chachamim also agreed to Rav Meir that Be'etzem, it should be reversed. And that's why the whole Svar of Gomor of Libra Neikvah came into the Gemara. Because really, because we're dealing with an Oshem Toli, and an Oshem Toli like an Oshem Vadai cannot come Benedova. It can only come for either a Chet or a Sefik Chet. But it can't come Benedova unless you hold like Rabbi Elezer, which we don't pass like Rabbi Elezer. Misnadev Odom Oshem Toli. So an Oshem Toli is like an Oshem Vadai. The only difference is that an Oshem Vadai comes for Vadai Chet. Oshem Toli comes for Sefik Chet. They both come for a Chet. And therefore, it's true that if the Oshem is brought already in a state of Sefik, it's a real Kol. And that's where we were coming from when we asked all the Kashas. It's true that an Oshem Toli comes. Once it comes, it's a Vadai Kol. But it's only once it comes. It's only once it comes. But until it comes, it can't come Benedova. And therefore, really, it should reverse. Even according to the Chacham. And Libra Neikvah really doesn't, it shouldn't even play a role. Libra Neikvah. It shouldn't interest us, Libra Neikvah. It shouldn't interest us. And that's why I want to say like this. If a guy is Mafresh and Oshem Toli, and Itaka finds out that he never did a chet, even the Chachomim would say, Teitzei v'tirabeda. Teitzei v'tirabeda. And that's how we explain Shchutei Chutz. That was the primary mahalacha we had with Shchutei Chutz. That's why, even according to the Chachomim, Ali b'da Rambam, if you shech the carbon outside, it's a Sofik chulin b'chutz, this is inconsistent with the Chachomim shita. So Tosfos Taka says it is inconsistent. But the Rambam paskins like the Chachomim, and he still paskins. And the mahalach we had was, no, the whole Chachomim of our Mishnah, that's only maybe Oshem Toli. Once you bring the Oshem Toli, and you give it to the Beis HaMikdash, so now it's not reversible. Now it's signed in. Once it's signed in, it can't be taken out. And Odafka over there, the Chachomim say, that it's not Teitzei v'tirabeda. But Taka, if it was just mafrish, then it would reverse. And that's Mamish Svasayim Yishak, why the Perek is called Perek HaNevi. Because until you bring the Hashem Tali, there'd be nothing to talk about. Now, here's where we have to go to the next level. That's really where we level. But here's where we have to go to the next level. The way we qualify that, how do we explain that? What's talking about the difference between mafresh and bringing? What's a chiluk? So the l'chaira, we said there's a simple difference. The difference is that when you bring something to the Beis HaMikdash, technically, it becomes already momo in a mikdash. Now the Beis HaMikdash has, it's in the Rishus of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's we had the tesis in Chul, and we had the sugyan Meila, that once you bring something to the Azora, it's the Azora has a shlita on it. It's in the domain of the Azora. Now, but there would be a svara to say that just like in a transaction, if I think I owe you a computer and I give it to you, and then I find that I don't owe you a computer, so it's not in your domain, it's still in my domain. It's not your domain. There would be a svara to say, perhaps, that when you bring it to the Azora, there's no gomor u'magen. Maybe you're not really, since you're dealing, it's true. When you bring a carbon, that for sure you're chayev, that there's no possible reversing an echanami. So a traditional carbon, you go to Beis HaMikdash, you give it to the kohen, you're saying goodbye. But there would be a possibility that when you bring an Hashem totally, it's totally, exactly, it's hanging still. That's why the Chachamim unveiled that svara of Libay Noikvay Gaimer HaMakdash. That's not what you have in mind. When you do Hashem Tali, you're going with Vadoyas. And therefore, when you go to Beis HaMikdash and you give it, it's Rishus Hekdash. It's not hanging. It's not like you have a string hanging to yourself to see what it'll be. It's not like that. And that's precisely what the Gemara says when there's Edom Zoymimim. Maybe over there, you're holding on. Maybe you're holding on still. Okay, that means you didn't really give it. You didn't fully give it to Rishus Hekdash. That's all. Now, Reb Meir doesn't hold that way. Why does Reb Meir not hold that way? So one way to say is, Reb Meir doesn't hold of the holy boy Noikvay, and therefore it's always totally. It's always hanging. It's always hanging. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is differently. Reb Meir holds that when do you really give it to the Beis HaMikdash, that's Peshah Shechita. When do you really give the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash? What, you walk in with it? That's nothing. When is there an official transfer to the Beis HaMikdash? That's Peshah Shechit. That's the Peshah Toisus. Toisus is saying, Reb Meir and the Chachamim agree, Libay Noikvay, that you, once you give it to the Beis HaMikdash, you cut your ties with the carbon. Reb Meir agrees. Reb Meir just holds, when are you giving it over to the Beis HaMikdash? That's Peshah Shechita. It's the same Libay Noikvay of the Chachamim. The Chachamim and Reb Meir both agree that when a person gives an Hashem Toli to the Beis HaMikdash, he cuts his ties with the Korban. He says, that's it. Korban is Beis HaMikdash. It's Beis HaMikdash, it's Korban. That's it. And that's why Reb Meir agrees at that point, it's too late. At that nakuda, it's too late. That's when you're giving over. Now, I would really explain this to you in a simple way, that according to Reb Meir, a person's goymer u'makdish is based on a korban. If you think about it, right, balabatish, what's really the machlokes from the chachamim? The chachamim hold rishus gavoya is like rishus hedyot. Just like by a hedyot, how do you give something over? When you put into their domain, that's called giving over. Reb Meir says, no, since we're dealing with a korban, a person doesn't think monetarily. He's thinking avoida. Till I give it for shechita, till it goes to shechita, on that Gemara says it goes to gesvora. But when a guy is mafresh shtayim lachrayis, that means he's already now thinking monetarily. I want to make another one responsible for this one. So he's already in that mindset. Mela then he agrees, Taka agrees. But Al Kuponim, that's the machloikis with Meir and the Chachom. So Mela, the way we're learning, it's very geschmack. The Gomer Makdash of Rebbeir is the same like the Chachamim, just comes at a different time. And that's what the Gemara says. And that's why the Gemara, it's so partial to the Gemara that the Gemara didn't even have to say it. Because if you think about it, why didn't the Gemara in Amud Beis say, Moider Rebbeir, in a case where it's Achash and Nish? Because it's all partial. The Svara of Libay Noikvay Gomer Makdash is universal. It's universal. That's not a question. To the point that the Gemara asked the question on the question. Oshem Vaday, Oshem Toli Kolomis? What do you mean? You're going then in Reb Meir. And Reb Meir was the one who didn't hold of Libay Naikfai. So you see that the Gemara held for a Svar Pshuta. That even according to Reb Meir, there's a concept of Libay Naikfai. There's a Goyim of Makdash. So that's Shlav Aleph. That I think gives us a lot of clarity in this chiluk of the sugya. Now when we go to the conclusion of the Gemara, I think it also gives us clarity in this whole Zrika business. Because really, when the Gemara says that Kippur Sveika, the whole halal, right? That once the carbon was brought, so now already we eat the meat, even though now we find out you didn't do a chet. Right? So what's the difference? Why is that dafke after Zrika, before Zrika? What? Why don't we say now we know you never did the chet? So simply you could learn, it's a regular Oshem. Just like Oshem Vaday after Zrika was Machaper on the Vaday Chet, so the Oshem Toli after Zrika was Machaper on the Suffolk Chet. Okay? If you learn it that simplistically, it's not clear why your taka can't spritz the blood, even if you find out before. So why can't I be Machaper now on the Suffolk? You got what I'm saying? In other words, if you want to learn that simple, there's no question, that's elementary. If we're learning Daf Yomi now, that's the way I would explain it to you. The easiest way to explain it is that Kippur Sveika V'Hochala means since you had a Suffolk Chet, which is also like a Chet, Suffolk Chet, like you ate a piece of meat that was Suffolk Chelev, you need a Kapara for that. And the Korban did it for you. Okay, if that's the way it works, so in Svara it would make sense to say that even if you find out before Zrika that you didn't do the chet, you should spritz the blood. Why not get a kapara now for the Suffolk Chelev that you ate? You ate Suffolk Chelev. The fact that you're not getting out of it, there were two pieces of meat, Suffolk Chelev, Suffolk Shuman, you ate it. I mean, if we found out in 5 minutes from now that you never ate chalev and we already spritzed the blood, we would have given you a mazel tov and said, oh, you lucky guy, you got a kapara on your Suffolk chalev, Suffolk shuman, right? So why can't we give you the same mazel tov 5 minutes before? I mean, not a mazel tov, b'shot tov umutzlachas. Why can't we say, so go spritz it and we'll give you a mazel tov in 5 minutes? Why? Why could the kapara only happen by mistake? You follow what I'm saying? Even though you could read it easily, but if you think about it more critically, it doesn't really make so much sense. In Svara, we should be able to say, did you eat a piece of meat, Suffolk Chelev, Suffolk Shuman? Yes. And if we would have found out in 5 minutes after we did the Zrika that you ate Suffolk Chelev, Suffolk Shuman, we would have given you a mazel tov. Given you a mazel tov that you did that. You got a kapar. On what did you get a kapara? You're going to ask us in 5 minutes, right? You're going to ask us, what did I get a kapara? I found out it wasn't a chalev. What kapara did I get? Well, you got a kapara for putting yourself into a matzav of a suffix. Okay, I'm not talking about the case of who's mu'ed, if that's more complicated. I'm talking about the regular case of suffix chalev, suffix shuman. The regular case. The way we hold. Chaticha mishtei chatichas. So, why can't we do the same thing if we find out after Shechita, and maybe even before Shechita, but let's go be, after Shechita, the blood's in the cup, we're ready to spritz it, nothing, there's no delay, let's just spritz it. The Teretz says, I think it's indisputable, even though in the reading of the Gemara simply you wouldn't read it that way, it's indisputable that a person can't get a kapora
for eating Safek Chelev if we know now that he did, that it's not a Safek Chelev. He can't do it. It's not doable. So if that's the case, why after the guy spritz the blood and the meat is sitting here? And now we find out that it wasn't Chelev. Why now don't we say, well, now we know that. You never ate Chelev. Can't be you got a kapar for eating Chelev that we know you didn't eat. You ate Shuman. What changes? That's what I'm saying. Weird, there's like an invisible line here. What changes that now we say, it's too late now, what happened? Again, simply to explain it is that you can't get a kapar for eating Safek Chelev. If we know it's not, it's not. That's all. So if that's the case, so what's the difference? So I want to tell you like this. We spoke about this at the beginning, a shtickle, that really the Ashram Tali has two roles. Has two roles. One role, right, is that it's machaper. It's machaper. The other role is it's like a mashkin. You remember we discussed this. It's like a mashkin. It's like you're giving Hector something temporarily until you find out. Right? And that's why we had very clear in Rashi, the beginning of the sugya, on Daf Yutes, we had a Rashi. That Rashi said that the reason why perhaps we only bring an Ashram Tali by something which we'll be able to find out later, Rashi says it's because you only bring an Ashram Tali where you're going to bring an Ashram Vad, you bring a Chatas Vadai later. Remember we had that Rashi. And we asked, what do you mean? The logic is the opposite. The logic is that if I know that I'm going to find out in 2 hours, in a day, in a week, in a year, I'm going to find out. So I will bring a Chatas. The logic is, why should I bring an Ashram Tali now? I will have a kol. Elamai, you're telling me, don't even go for a week without a kapar. Lohogan, right? Lohogan Allah. Protection. Yeah? So I don't understand. So now if you know, you're never going to find out. So zikha. Rashi says that, why? Why? But we said over there, there's a swara, perhaps, that the Ashram Tali is really riding on the Chatas, which means it's like a mashkin. It's like a mashkin, which means if you owe a Chatas, so you'll find out that you owe a Chatas to the Beis HaMikdash, the debt is really here now. It's pending. So you're giving like a mashkin. Here's something that the Beis HaMikdash is holding on to until, but if we know for sure the Chayv will never happen, then there's no mashkin either. The Torah was the only mechadash a mashkin if there's going to be a chetvada. So what I want to tell you is like this. The most kapara that you could possibly get from an Ashram Tali is really depends on the reality. If you really ate chelev and you just didn't know it yet, then you get a quasi kapara for eating chelev till you find out, and then you bring a regular chatas, like a two-step kapara process. Yeah. But if ultimately you find out that you didn't eat chelev, then that korban will never be a kapara for eating chelev. That kapara will be nothing more than a mashkin. You gave the Beis HaMikdash something that they held on to, but not. It's not going to ultimately be a kapara for eating chelev. It's going to be like a mashkin. Beis HaMikdash now received, is in receipt of something you gave to the Beis HaMikdash because you thought you may owe them a chatas. Now, if you find out later that you didn't, so what I want to tell you is, you don't get a kapara for Safek Chelev. For the achila of the Safek Chelev. What you get is, Lamaisa, you gave the Beis HaMikdash a monetary, it's more monetary. You gave over to the Beis HaMikdash a monetary thing that they got, a donation. You gave Hektish a donation, and that donation was accepted by the Beis HaMikdash as a mashkin. Ultimately, no chatas is coming. So all I'm telling you is that the Ashram Tali has two tracks. Track number one, yes, potentially to give you a temporary kapora for eating chelev. Track number two, it's a maskin that you're giving the Beis HaMikdash until you find out. Now, if ultimately you didn't eat chelev, all it was a maskin. That's what I'm telling you. If ultimately you did not eat chelev, all it was a mashkin.
So it can either be an asha or an adava.
No, but it's not really an adava because you were chayiv to give this mashkin. But all I'm saying is, it wasn't a kapora for chelev. It wasn't a kapora for chelev.
What about kapora for
the suffix? The kapora for the suffix, what I'm saying is, you don't need a kapora for suffix. The only reason why you need a kapora for a suffix is on the side that it's on the tzad that I ate chelev, then even while I'm in doubt, I need a kapor. Even that's the chiddush of Hashem Toli. No, because if I would, my point is, if I would, then it wouldn't make a difference when you find out. That's what I'm saying. So now it's very geschmack. So it comes out that the only thing the zrika really does, right, for someone that finds out ultimately that they didn't eat chelev, is that they have completed the donation to the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning already the Mizbeach, Sovolo Mizbeach, the behemoth was brought, the Zrika was done. It's not that they got a kapara for eating chelev. It's that the Beis HaMikdash is in total receipt of the korban and whatever comes from that korban. So when we say Kippur Sveika the whole chelev, ordinarily, that's all it is. Comes Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon says, since the Zrika is anyway not a Kapara Zrika, if it will be a Kapara Zrika, then it has to go on the walls of the Mizbeach. But this Zrika that we're talking about here is not a Kapara Zrika. The Zrika is only a completion of a donation. On that end, Kohen of the Zrika is Arik Dami. So now it's very geschmack to maskonas hasugya. Because we're not dealing with a zrika of kapar anyway. We're dealing with it was completely given over to Beis HaMikdash. It was done.
So we're away from protection.
Well, gone from protection. Once we find out that you didn't eat chelev, you don't need any protection. That's my point. You don't need any protection. Okay, we'll stop here.